I know someone who used to keep a raccoon as a pet. Putting aside all questions about prairie dogs as pets for now, last week came the story about the pet raccoon that hurt a baby girl. It bit the baby repeatedly. Biting raccoons and disease-carrying prairie dogs. Two scenarios begging the question, where do we draw the line for what's an appropriate pet? In Illinois, statewide, it's a criminal act to keep as a pet any dangerous animal, with certain exceptions for zoos and the like. But the list of what constitutes a dangerous animal as pet is somewhat limited, really. Lion, tiger, leopard, other big cats, a bear, hyena, wolf, or coyote, any poisonous or life-threatening reptile. No mention, before the monkeypox scare at least, of prairie dogs in the statute, or raccoons for that matter, on the state level. But note the language about life-threatening reptiles, and consider a case from Cook County from 1991. In it, a man kept two Burmese pythons and one four-foot alligator in his home. A court eventually decided that the snakes were dangerous under the statute, but not the four-foot alligator, because the prosecutor didn't provide evidence beyond a reasonable doubt on that fact. The court, when it defined what made a particular reptile life-threatening, focused on whether the reptile would and could kill a human being. No one during the trial had testified that a four-foot alligator would and could do that. Because these creatures are, their owners would argue, a part of the family, it's not surprising that owners go to court for the right to keep their snakes and alligators. And when the law that's at issue is a local ordinance, same thing. Just ask a woman from Rolling Meadows who kept a pet monkey in her home. After a debate about the exact meaning of the city ordinance prohibiting certain creatures, an Illinois appellate court in 1986 let the woman keep her monkey. It noted that the monkey communicated, in a sense, was potty trained and vaccinated, had been to Europe on a jaunt with the family, and, given all that, did not pose a danger to the community. Over a dissent, noting that the monkey may be a highly social animal, but was still a monkey. Contrast that decision with one a few years earlier, likely before the bear language in the dangerous animals statute, in which a man in the Quincy area kept as a pet a nearly 600-pound Canadian black bear. The subdivision where the man and bear lived argued that its rules didn't allow such a creature to be part of the community, that it accepted only household pets. The man countered that his bear was a household pet, but the court, relying on the bear's paws and fangs as the most persuasive evidence, agreed with the subdivision. Yogi had to move away. As for the person I know who kept a raccoon, same outcome, but not because of some rule or law. Once someone else moved into the raccoon's home, namely my friend's spouse, the raccoon got too possessive. I don't want to know in exactly what way.